WHDD presents Susan Says.
So, the New York Times proved that the real title of The Apprentice should have been The Biggest Loser. Yep. Read it and laugh, weep, whatever. Here's what it says. The numbers show that in 1985, Mr. Trump reported losses of $46.1 million from his core businesses, casinos, hotels, retail space. They continue to lose money every year, totaling $1.17 billion in losses for the decade. In fact, year after year, Mr. Trump appears to have lost more money than nearly any other individual American taxpayer. Well, I guess that's a big deal of some kind. The Times found when it compared his results with detailed information that the IRS compiles, his core business losses in 1990 and 1991, more than $250 million, were more than double those of the nearest taxpayer in the IRS information for those years. The biggest loser, the single biggest loser of all American taxpayers from 1985 to 1994. Wow. This is the guy who rode down the escalator telling us he was rich and he was smart and he'll fix things. Yeah. So he'll bankrupt us, get us into a war, a constitutional crisis, and oh, what else? He lies about everything. Always has. Never was a billionaire. He is indeed the biggest loser, but he never would be able to lose the weight either, so they probably couldn't put him on that show. Goofy, former Attorney General Sessions said the other day, "We are not in a constitutional crisis. It's a squabble." Really? He's like the Keebler elf. I'm glad he's gone, although the new jerk is worse. Chubby Chris Christie is poo-pooing the whole contempt charge of Barr, saying, "Oh, it's been done before, no biggie." Yeah. I tried to watch the hearings of the Congressional Committee, which has the biggest number of GOP jerks in one place since Donald Trump ate Big Macs alone. Gates, that sicko from Florida who threatened Michael Cohen's family. Gohmert, who is, shall we say, intellectually challenged. And the wonderful sex abuse apologizer Jim Jordan, spelled G-Y-M, for the wrestlers he didn't help. It was too hard to watch the whole thing, so I decided to watch Hannity to see what they'll be saying anyway, because it is an echo chamber. Oh, forget it. We're in a bad place, people. This could be, and in my opinion, is going to be the end of our democracy, because I'm not sure the institutions will hold. I'm really not.
Susan Silver was one of the original writers of such TV classics as The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Maude, and Bob Newhart. She lectures and teaches sitcom writing and had a column on the New York Social Diary called The Search for Mr. Adequate. She hasn't found him yet. Appearing on TV and radio often, she expresses her views on life and opinions on everything.